Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills, Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is February 4th, 2016. The world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. And you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is called prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. You can also find our email address over there and our mailing address. I'm saying both of those for this reason. If you have a prayer request that you would like us to actually have in our hands by sending us one through the mail, we'll anoint it with oil at the Mission Church. We'll pray over it by our congregation in our prayer circle, and we'll mail it back to you. You can also send us an email. I'll print it out. I'll anoint it with oil. And if you leave the address on it, I'll mail it back to you. We do that at no charge at all whatsoever to you. So there's ways that we can help you. Or you can send me an email with your phone number and the right time to call you, and I'll call you for that prayer request. Anyway, remember, we are a national satellite program, which it's simulcast live on the net internationally, so please pray about supporting airtime. Our program archives, remember, can be found at prophecyhour.com and at American Voice Radio. Anyway, on another note, I want to thank our listener base that is worldwide in places like Australia, Canada, Israel, South Africa, Mexico, Ireland, Turkey, just to name a few. And, of course, in the good old USA, in cities such as Fort Worth, Texas, New York, Detroit, Michigan, Denver, Colorado, and many, many others, as well, of course, Wichita, Kansas, where our biggest group of listeners is located at. And now a prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I just pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not my will, Father. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth. So please, Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, on this program, we started back some time ago talking about the Rabbi Kaduri revival. The first time that we heard about it was with Chris Putnam, because he had brought it up in a book he wrote. Later, we found Carl Gallups wrote a book on this very same subject. On the air and in the book, he brought up an ultra-Orthodox Messianic Jewish rabbi who is bringing Jews to Messiah in Israel. This was dubbed as the Kaduri Revival. To me, it is one of the signs of the end times, as I was looking for Jews in Israel to start becoming saved. So we brought the once Orthodox Jewish rabbi on, who is now a Messianic rabbi, on radio for you to hear. And tonight, he's back on with us with some really exciting things that's going on in Israel. So welcome Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat from Israel. Are you there with me, Zev?
Shalom, Pastor Dan. Thank you for having me.
Well, you sound real good. You've got a good sounding mic. I commend you. You did a good job, brother.
Well, praise God. It's 3 o'clock in the morning in Israel, so it's quiet.
3 o'clock in the morning. Well, at least is, well, we'll have a good talk. Anyway, getting right into the heart of the matter, while I do want to talk about the Qaduri revival, I want to hear from you. I hear that Orthodox Jews over there are taking a renewed look at Yeshua. Do you have any part of this, or do you know anything about it?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing, Pastor Dan. First of all, Israel Today published an article about that in the end of 2015, and a few months later, I started to see this happening all over Israel. In fact, we were in an outreach in the north of Israel, and two Orthodox men approached us. Now, when we're doing an outreach and two Orthodox men approach us, usually they're there to fight or to have an argument or to start persecuting us. But these big men, they were pretty big Orthodox men, were gentle, and they came over and they said something shocking. They said, "We need to talk to you. Are you Messianic Jews?" Because they saw us, you know, with Bibles in our hands, and they know that only Messianic Jews are going around with Bibles in their hand preaching the gospel. So they were, and I said, "Yes, we are." And, you know, because the Bible says that not to be ashamed of the gospel. So if you're asked if you're a Messianic Jew or if you believe in Jesus, Yeshua, we always say yes, regardless of what the consequence is going to be, because we know that God is going to protect us. And they said, "We believe that we were wrong and other rabbis were wrong. Can we talk to you alone?" And we went to another place. The group stayed outside and prayed. And I went in there with them with another brother. And we sat down in a quiet place. And these people, they said, "We believe that we might have missed Yeshua, Jesus, and we might have been, we might have, you know, engaged the Catholic Pope or the Greek Pope Messiah. And we think that it very well may be that Yeshua is the Messiah, but we have a lot of questions and we're scared."
Well, my question to you is this: is this is a sudden thing, and I did read the article in which you're talking about. But why are any idea as to why the looseness now and the embracing of Yeshua now? What changed their mind?
End time prophecy. We're in the end times. You know, no one knows when Yeshua is coming back, but there's never been a generation closer to this generation. And as sin escalates in the world, and as the world is going crazy, and you know, there's anti-Semitism and the replacement theology and the flag of Israel being attacked, so is the gospel going out forth more, and that's end time prophecy. And, you know, God is visiting Jews in their dreams and visions, and these Orthodox Jews are beginning to see that, wait a minute, this Jesus, this Yeshua, is not the Yeshua that we know from the Holocaust. It's not the Yeshua that we know from the Crusades. This is a different Yeshua. This Yeshua is love. This Yeshua is patience. This Yeshua is, you know, Torah, speaking about the Torah all the time. This is a different Yeshua, and they're beginning to examine and see that they may have missed the true Yeshua. And it's because we're in the end times. It's because the veil is being lifted. It's 2 Corinthians 3:16. That's what's happening. The fullness of the Gentiles, Romans 11:25, is coming to a closure. And when that comes to a closure, that's when we meet the Lord in the air and go home. And that time is very, very near, Pastor Dan.
Yeah, amen. We are in that time of the end, and boy, the world is really in turmoil. Let me ask you this. For the people, prior to this, Jews were pretty, you for one, you were pretty well persecuted when you accepted Yeshua. So that's changing, but tell them how people used to be treated. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, first of all, there is still persecution in Israel. There's still a lot of people who are against Yeshua, and we're not saying that all Orthodox Jews are pro-Yeshua, but we are saying that there is a big change and a big percentage of Orthodox Jews and leaders in Israel that are beginning, what they call a renewed look at Yeshua. But I'm saying it's more than a renewed look. These people know that Yeshua is the Messiah. Some of them believe in Yeshua. Some of them are reluctant to, you know, to share their faith, and others are just searching. And once they start searching, God is not going to let them sleep at night. So is there persecution in Israel? Yes. Is there revival in Israel? Yes. I would say that we're going towards a period of revival more, also because of what happened with the Qaduri note, and now that Rabbi Qaduri's son, David Qaduri, has passed away and Joseph Qaduri has replaced him. Joseph, you know, I know Joseph very well, and he's not anything like his father or like his great grandfather, Rabbi Yitzhak Qaduri. He's more of a nice guy, as we would say, and he doesn't know how to keep secrets too much. So he's not doing a good job of covering his father's revelation, and it's backfiring on the Orthodox movement. And part of that is tied in with the renewed look of Yeshua.
Yeah, amen. You'd think it would cause an explosion over there, but I don't know. You know much better. That's why I have you on the air with me, my brother. Let's go with this. I want to throw this in for the people real quick, and then I'll come back to you. Folks, Zeb has there's a new website, and it's zebporatministries.com, and I'll make sure that link is up with this program when we air it after this live broadcast, which I did just go over there, Zeb, and I have it up on my screen. And tell us a little bit about this before I go in and start talking to you about the next part of our program.
So, of course, our ministry is Messiah of Israel Ministries.org, and that's the name of our ministry, but lately, God has expanded our ministry, praise God, and we've, expanded to the discipleship programs and to other programs in Israel, in addition to preaching the gospel in the streets of Israel. And so we've launched another website, zephoratministries.com, which is connected to Messiah of Israel Ministry. So I encourage your listeners to come and join us over there, sign up for our newsletters. We'll have a lot of updates up there, and also visit messiahofisraelministries.org and zephoratministries.com. So we're excited about the new website. We know that God is doing big things. The Orthodox movement is not too excited about it because we got two emails already. It's been launched, 9 hours? We've already got two emails from the Orthodox movement saying, why do you need another website? You're a troublemaker. So they're
I'm sorry. I had to laugh. Are you still there?
Yeah, so they're monitoring us.
Yeah, absolutely.
On one side, but on the other side, we've got other Orthodox Jews that are frightened and scared on everything that's being published on the Internet because they know, look, the more information we get out there, the more prayer, the more revival. That's the way it works.
Yeah, let me jump in and say this. And the reason I laughed is because, you know, they're keeping a close eye on you, you know, my brother. They know that you are doing something, you're making an impact, and so they're keeping a close eye on you. In other words, they're worried about you. Otherwise, you wouldn't. You just put this up today, right? So,
yeah, 9 hours ago. So right. It's a brand new part of Messiah Reserve Ministries. 9 hours, we've already got emails from the Orthodox movement. Unbelievable. So that's good. They're also getting the gospel. Praise God.
That's funny. Okay, well, now listen. Are you still using the book of the Rabbi Who Found Messiah? Tell us about that. Isn't the Kaduri revival still going on, or is this not part of it in a sense?
Absolutely, and I'm going to continue my story with what happened with the those two Orthodox men that asked about the renewed look because it ties in with your question. And what happened was we sat down and they said, "Look, show us, please, where in the Bible it says Jesus in the Old Testament. We know you're all the time saying it. Where?" And I said, "Do you know what Yeshua means?" They said, "Yeah. Well, Yeshua means salvation. Is that it?" And then we opened, you know, the book to the Book of Psalms, and every place where it says salvation, for the Lord is my salvation, it says in Hebrew, "The Lord is my Yeshua." So I said, "He's right there in the Bible." When you start looking at it with spiritual eyes, you see Yeshua everywhere. A lot of people think, you know, Jesus is not in the Old Testament. He's everywhere in the Old Testament. Every place it says, time where it says the word salvation in the Book of Psalms, for example, it's saying Yeshua, which is Jesus in Hebrew. He's everywhere. And they were shocked. And then, of course, I took them to the Book of Moses, the five books of Moses, Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 to 17, where it says a prophet like you would be born from your brethren, and asked them, "Who's that prophet?" And they said, "We've never seen this before." These are Orthodox men studying in a yeshiva. One of them is a famous rabbi, and they've never seen Deuteronomy 18. This is how Satan has blinded them. And they saw this, and we don't know who the prophet is. You know who it is. It's Yeshua. And so these guys, they're scared, but they're going to continue to be in contact with us. And they even told me, they confirmed that article set up by Israel Today, because they told me, "We know for a fact that there's at least 20 rabbis meeting secretly discussing this." That's end time stuff. 5 years ago or 3 years ago, you can forget about that. You'll never hear something like that. This is absolutely shocking information.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and so you're going to, for the people, not everybody's heard you before or even knows what the Rabbi Kaduri book is, so please tie it in.
Okay, and of course, we tied in the story with Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri. I gave him a copy of the book and a copy of the DVD, which is subtitled in Hebrew, by the way, the DVD. And the Rabbi Khan Messiah was the story of Yitzhak Kaduri. He was the most venerated rabbi in Israel in the past 200 years. He was tied in with politics. He was the main rabbi of Israel. And he passed away at the year of 2006, leaving a note to be opened a year after his burial with instructions in a decoded format to be opened in 2007. In 2007, the rabbis opened the note, but they didn't read the note. They just stuck it on his website. 2 months later or 12 weeks later, they opened the note, they decoded it, revealing the name of the Messiah of Israel, Yeshua, or Yehoshua, Jesus, the Messiah. They took the note off the website. It was too late. Israel Today already did an article about it. Screenshots were taken. And from 2007, 2008, when it happened, from that time on, it was pretty quieted down. The Orthodox movement managed to cover it up until 2011, where the story just started to hit the streets of Israel, because my ministry, Messiah of Israel Ministries, has started to meet these Rabbi Kaduri students, and one after another, they started to come into faith. 2013, Carl Gallup's had the book by WND, The Rabbi Who Found Messiah, documented with the whole story of Yitzhak Kaduri, and the note that that book has been used as an evangelistic tool since then to lead Jews to Yeshua the Messiah, because the Jewish people, they always read rabbinic interpretations of the Bible. They always want to say, what do the rabbis say? Well, right now we're showing them that the rabbi said that Yeshua is the Messiah. It's leading them to the written word of God, and we're seeing salvation after salvation. However, 2015, the book has started to hit the streets big time. People have been trying, have been asking questions about it. The Orthodox movement tried to shut it down. It was too late right now. And I believe that this renewed look of Yeshua, it ties in with the rabbi who found Messiah, because that's what triggered it.
Yeah, amen. I agree. And for the record, that's how I found you, was because of an interview I did with Carl Gallup. I really love old Carl. He's pretty regular over here. I haven't had him on in about a month, so it's about time for Carl to come back on. But, you know, Carl told us about you and, you know, sent us some videos and things about you. And, you know, I eventually got a hold of you and got you on. But it's a great book. What amazes me is, you know, this man's pictures on the front of it. And sometimes don't people just notice the picture and ask you questions about the book?
If you just walk in the streets of Israel with the book, you're asked questions. Hey, that's Rabbi Kaduri. What is that book about? We've never seen it. They ask the question, he starts telling us about the life of Yitzhak Kaduri, who passed away. He was, would you agree he was one of the greatest rabbis in Israel? They say, yes, of course. You know, this is secular Jews. Yeah, we went to him for prayer. We did this. And they say, what's the book about? And they keep on pushing and asking what the book is about. And before you know it, you answer them and you tell them. And when they see the note, they see the revelation, that's when people get into shock and they say, "We, this can't be. How come we never seen this?" And we say, well, because the media shut it down. And then they say, you know, we want to look at the Bible and see this. And then you bring them to Isaiah 53, you bring them to other Bible verses. Before you know it, you take their contact information, and people are being saved one after another. We've never seen anything like it. 2015, we had over 45 salvations. That's a lot in Israel, and I believe we had more, but not everybody came out, you know, was willing to come up front and confess
right.
Yeshua.
I would guess.
I'm sorry, we have a little bit of a voice delay.
Okay, well, I butted in. Anyway, I was going to say, I would guess that 2016 is going to, I think you're going to have a lot of salvations this year. Isn't the book useful in other places other than Israel?
Oh, we've used the book in China. You know, and I brought the book to China for one reason, just to share what's going on in Israel. I never thought that the Muslims, Chinese Muslims, would be saved by the book, because what happened was, you know, I was sitting in a place and God told me to go speak to this Muslim Chinese person, and I spoke to him about about Jesus, and he asked me, you know, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Israel. And he says, your own people don't believe in Yeshua and Jesus, so you fly all the way to China to tell us about it. Why don't you go to your own people? And I said, you know, God loves you, and the Jewish people do believe that Yeshua is the Messiah. In fact, one of the biggest rabbis did. And he said, really, let me hear about this. So this is a Muslim. And before you knew it, I didn't have the book with me, because you never think about taking it to the streets of China. I had an appointment with him the next day. I brought the book. He came to the appointment, and he was amazed that a Jewish rabbi believed in Yeshua. And before you know it, this Muslim was in the Word of God, because we have a Bible, and of course, Bibles in Chinese and in English, and we use them to evangelize the Chinese as well. So,
right.
And he brought me to his imam, and his imam got saved. We have this documented on video in the streets of China. So this book is a powerful evangelistic tool used worldwide to bring people into salvation. It's part of God's masterful plan. Yes, there is no revival without the Word of God, but you got to get the people to the Word of God, and that's what the book is doing.
Yeah, amen. And that's a great thing. That's a great thing. You got plenty of video, and you do have plenty of information and videos over there that are pointing to it. And folks, also, you could go to worldnetdaily.com, and there's a lot of things over there. If you look up Carl Gallup's WorldNet Daily, he talks about it a lot, or just go to Carl's site and do it. But I really implore you people to go to these two websites. If you go to one down on the Messiah of Israel Ministries, does that have links to this site? I noticed on the Zev Porat Ministries, it's got a link to the other one. Do they both have links back and forth?
Yes, both pages. You can find articles from WND on ZevPoratMinistries.com. You can also find articles from PNN Ministry as well.
Do you have anything like the people can sign up that, you know, do you give out updates or anything like email updates or any of those kind of things?
There's a place to sign up on ZevPoratMinistries.com and at MessiahofIsraelMinistries.org to get our newsletters in your inbox with updates from Israel, prayers from Israel, videos from Israel. So I encourage you to sign up and be a part of what's happening here in Israel. And we certainly need your prayer as well, because we're not going to get the prayers from the Orthodox movement here. We need the prayers of the believers around the world.
Yeah, amen. And we're going to talk about, you know, the world when we come back, but we've got about a minute. So real slowly, tell them the address of both websites, and then we'll go to break.
ZevPoratMinistries.com and MessiahofIsraelMinistries.org. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email. There's also a place on the ZevPoratMinistries.com to send in prayer requests, and we'll pray for you from Jerusalem. And we are blessed to do that. And we know that this
well,
is
amen.
Where brothers and sisters need to stand together and be firm for the Word of God.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, we should stand with Zev. I mean, you know, to me, this is one of the biggest signs that I have been looking for personally, is for Jews in Israel to be saved, but Zev's also going out to the world. Folks, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. You know, I got a donation in the mail, and this woman says, well, I'm sorry to hear about your troubles. And, it hit me in the way that is this, but we expect donations to be low sometimes. Sometimes they're high. They go up and down. You know, troubles are You know, there. Well, let's go with this. The Father, all the Father's people, all ministers and ministries are hated by the world, or should be. If your ministry is in connection with the world, then something's wrong. The Bible says that we would suffer tribulation, just as all the apostles, but John died a martyr's death. So tribulation was warned as our master, by our master, as he said, no servant is greater than his master. And so we were warned that he got tribulation, that we would get tribulation. So, you know, it's while we have to ask for donations, you know, that's just the way the ministry works. We need your help for food, clothing, hats, gloves, and over-the-counter medications. Things that people, poor people don't have money to get. So why do so many people come for us for help? Well, love, that's the first answer. Then they're treated as family. We give them a relationship. And second, and beyond that, we have no set guidelines like programs. The only programs I have are radio programs. People just walk in the door and ask for what they need. That's the rule. And then if we don't have the way to fill the need at that time, we try to pray it in for them. This is why even the agencies tell all their employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. We are the last hope for so many, and we are responsible to care one for another as we are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps, and the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can also, if you don't wish to donate to the poor, consider a radio donation, as airtime isn't free, and we sell nothing, so we stay on the air by your support. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com or call me at 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And now we're back with Rabbi Zev Porat from Israel. Are you there with us, Zev?
Yes, thank you. A blessing to be here, Pastor Dan.
Well, it's really glad to have you on. The last time we tried to do that, we had a bad connection and everything, and then we just didn't get back together until now. So you made a statement that you had sent to me that Satan has been robbing the church. What do you mean by that, brother?
Well, we know the end time plan of God is to blind Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles, Romans 11:25, and that blindness is being lifted right now. However, as the gospel is going out, Satan is not going to sit back and just say, go ahead, bring the gospel back to Jerusalem and go home. There's going to be spiritual warfare. You just spoke about tribulation. Yeshua said that we're going to have tribulation, we're going to have hardship, we're going to have persecution, and that's what's happening. Daniel 7:25 speaks about that he will seek to change times and seasons. Those times and seasons in Hebrew are the word is moedim, and it means also a point of time. So we're talking about also about God's calendar. Look, the bottom line is Joseph knew his brothers, but his brothers did not know him because Joseph was dressed like an Egyptian. In the same way, our Jewish brothers and sisters don't know Messiah Yeshua because he's been dressed like a Catholic pope. It's time to bring back the true Messiah, the true great roots of the Bible. Jesus was a Jew. The apostles were Jewish. They weren't Greeks. They weren't Romans. And it's time to bring back the true gospel of Yeshua the Messiah. Now, having said that, we love the Greek people, but it wasn't the Greek language they were using, and it wasn't a Catholic pope that was presented, that was, taken and twisted around by Satan. So Satan's robbed the church. Look, salvation came to us as a free gift by grace, but it came at a heavy, heavy price. And the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach cannot be taken for granted. And with that heavy price, there is an inheritance. And that inheritance is what Satan has been robbing. He's been robbing it from the Jews, and he's been robbing it from the church, because the church also, out of lack of knowledge, don't know, not everybody's replacement theology, some people just don't know that the Hebraic roots of the Bible. They don't know that about the feast of the Lord. They don't know about what the apostles were talking about when they said, as long as I'm in this temporary tabernacle. What do they mean by that? They were using Jewish phrases. They didn't know what the fast means. A lot of people don't know that when Yeshua was in the temple, and over when he threw he threw over the tables and everything. That was before Passover. He was cleaning dad's house. He was taking the leaven out of the house. People don't know that because they're not on the biblical calendar. They don't understand about the feast of the Lord, and that's what Satan has been doing. He's been robbing the church because he knows. Satan knows. Once you get on the biblical calendar, once you understand the Jewish Messiah, the Israelite Messiah, that's when God is going to open the doors for you for supernatural blessings, and he doesn't want us to be blessed.
Yeah, amen. Amen. I wholeheartedly agree. So where do you think that we're at now, today?
Well, you know, I always say I'm not a date setter. I don't speculate. I just, go up by the Word of God says. I believe that we are in a very, very close time of the return of Yeshua the Messiah. You know, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:2 that he comes as a thief in the night. But if we read verses 5:4, but you, brethren, are not in darkness that you should overtake you as a thief. He says, you're the children of the light. To you, he will not come as a thief in the night. So we need to be prepared. And you spoke about hearing the sound of the shofar at the beginning of the program. That's very, very important. And the Bible speaks in many, many places in the Old Testament and New Testament that we are to be prepared and hear the sound of the shofar. Many, many Bible verses. Numbers 10:9 says, you know, if you go to war in your land against your enemy, you shall blow the alarm, blow the trumpets, and you shall be remembered by the Lord, and you'll be safe from your enemy. That's also spiritual warfare. We're in spiritual warfare right now. We blow the shofar. We hear the sound of the shofar. We're prepared for that. So, yes, we need to hear the sound of the shofar. Where are we at right now? We're in the end times. We're in the time before the tribulation, the great tribulation, and we need to be prepared. Not so much worry about when everything is going to happen, but to be prepared when it does happen, that we'll hear that sound of the shofar.
Yeah, amen. So what do you, let me press you. So what do you mean by being prepared? I mean, you know, a lot of people say, let me finish. A lot of people say, well, we've got to do all this stocking up. We have to do all this. Preparation is okay. But don't we need to have that personal relationship first? Don't we have to have that way prepared before we even think about putting extra food in our house or moving someplace? What do you think?
Well, I can tell you that my ministry gets a lot of emails from people asking me questions like, how many warehouses do you have? We'd like to donate for your warehouses, for the, and I say, we don't have any warehouses. And they say, what do you mean? Don't you know that there's going to be a tribulation or there's going to be lack of food? I said, look, my God is the owner of all the warehouses, and the Bible says that God is going to hide me in the time of trouble. And if he's going to hide me in the time of trouble, he's going to make sure that we don't starve to death. So we don't prepare anything except for the Word of God. And yes, to answer your question, the most important thing is having a relationship. And I'm going to say something that may be shocking to some of our listeners, but this is what I see in the Bible. There is a difference in the Bible between saved and bride. Okay? When a person embraces Jesus, Yeshua, as his Messiah, he is saved if he repents. That's salvation. But there's a big difference between bride and salvation. Remember, Yeshua wants a relationship with us. And we're called the bride because we're engaged to him, the Bible says. And when a man engages a woman, before they get married, there's a relationship. They have to know each other. And Adam knew his wife. It's an intimate relationship, okay, that the Lord is speaking about here. And we need to have that relationship to get to know the Lord. Part of the getting to know the Lord is being in his word, having a prayer life, being in relationship with him. Yes, we need, that's the most important thing, not preparing warehouses for food.
Yeah, amen. I agree with that. But I will add this to that once you have that personal relationship, if you have a personal relationship and then you have a need, because maybe you're in a place that he's going to send people to, and he may have you then prepare, but it will come from him giving you that instead of some commercial or some man on the radio saying, hey, you better stock up because the world's going to blow up tomorrow. you'll hear it from through that personal relationship, because I do know people all over the country and different places in the world that have prepared, and they do have personal relationships, but not everybody is going to be called to the same thing or to do the same. That you understand what I'm saying, Zev?
Absolutely. If God told someone to stock up food, then God is going to use that person to feed the bride in the end times, agreed, but we're not to try to push it into stock up food by ourselves and be worried. The Bible says in Hosea chapter 2 verse 20, the Bible says, I will even betroth you, that's engage you, betroth you unto me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. The word know there in Hebrew is yada, which is an intimate relationship. So God is saying, after I engage with you and you're going to be in faithfulness, you will get to know me. You'll have a relationship. It's all over the Bible. So that's encouraged people to look at that. Hosea 2:20 speaks about that intimate relationship that we need to have. And that's real preparation for his second coming. And that's real preparation for the tribulation, to get to know the Lord, because the Bible says that he's engaged to us because we're the bride.
Yeah, absolutely. He says that, if you follow him, then, all things that you have need of will be added unto you. And so that's the way it is, folks. We are about personal relationships. And, while we're warning of the end times, we're not warning of doom and gloom. We're warning of something great. Just as a baby goes through birth pains, and it's bad, and then it gets easy, and then it gets bad, and it gets easy. And then at the end, there's great pain, but then something wonderful comes. And the baby's there. Wow, y'all ever witnessed a childbirth? But then with us, it's going to be then Yeshua is there, and that's the greatest thing possible. Back to you.
Amen. Absolutely. So it's all about personal relationship. Not worrying so much about how long it's going to be the tribulation or when it's going to happen. But if we're prepared for it and we have that relationship with him, we can run the race to the end and we'll make it. And the 10 virgins in the book of Matthew, 5 had enough oil and the door was open, and 5 didn't have enough oil and the door was shut. And that oil is the living word of God, the fire of the Holy Spirit. It's that relationship. We need to obtain the oil and be ready so the door will be open.
Yeah, amen, amen. You sent me a small note. Had we finished up on everything that we needed to before break?
Well, we still can touch on the renewed look of Yeshua the Messiah, because what's happening in Israel is not just that story with the two Orthodox Jews. We're hearing it everywhere in the street. For example, there's two sides in Israel. There's the persecution side, and there's the side that wants to hear. And when we preach the gospel in Israel, we go out with groups and share the gospel all over Israel, in the Orthodox cities and in the secular areas of Israel. There's always people who notice us, praise God. And they come and they ask questions. But also the opposition notices us. And what happened about 3 years ago was absolutely incredible, because when we were sharing the gospel, an Orthodox man approached the group and told the other people in Israel, don't listen to these people, they're missionaries. And these people who are not believers turned to the Orthodox man and said, wait a minute, these people here are Jews who are looking at a Jewish Bible, and we heard that rabbis also are renewing their look at this. And that Orthodox Jew just left. This is stuff that is happening all over Israel right now. So the Rabbi Kaduri revival, which is really the Yeshua revival, plus the renewed look of the rabbis, is causing an earthquake here in Israel. You won't read it on the news. You won't see it on the Israeli internet, because once again, the rabbis are still controlling as much as they can the internet and the news in Israel, but it's out of their control. It's in the heavenly realm right now. It's hitting the streets of Israel. They may stop the media, but they can't stop the people.
Yeah, amen. It sounds like that they're hungry for it. Just hungry. Is that what it is?
Absolutely, because, they're seeing, okay, religion, they glorify the Sabbath instead of the Sabbath maker. They have all these rules, what they can eat, what they can't eat, when they can pray. And they're beginning to see that, their life is empty. There's no relationship there. And they're searching for something. Some people, unfortunately, go and become atheists. But even atheists, believe it or not, are coming to faith right now through the rabbi who found Messiah. So it's bringing Muslims into faith. It's bringing atheists into faith. It's bringing Orthodox Jews into faith. It's having a renewed look at the rabbit. Renewed look at this. I believe that God's timing is perfect because, you know, we love the Kaduri family, but, you know, David Kaduri passed away. His father, I believe that one of the reasons he had such a hard time was because he wasn't a happy man since his father passed away, because he's been dealing for the past several years how to cover up the story, and he's not been doing a very good job of it. His brother Joseph right now doesn't know how to handle the situation. I believe that God is using that situation right now to trigger this revival here in Israel. And we're coming in with some pretty important news. I can't share it right now, Pastor Dan, but there's a new light being shed on this story. Something big is happening in Israel. Some more revelation. We'll be talking about that in the future. We're getting the evidence right now. But we are in the end times, and the more that we're in the end, you know, having revival in Israel, the more the church is being attacked overseas to go against Israel. But I'm calling people to stand with Israel, to stand with the written word of God, because we need you right now more than ever to pray with us and to stand with us, because it ties in with meeting the Lord in the air and going home.
Well, let me ask you this. You're there in Israel. Is there a general, how are the people of Israel acting? Is there a general anxiety because of all that's going on around them? How do they feel about all that? I mean, you even have a jihad going on over there, it seems.
Well, you know, there's we read in the newspaper what's happening with all the stabbings and all the terrorist acts, and we tend to think that, you know, that period of time is when Israel is in turmoil. But actually, the people in Israel are frightened. You see people hiding behind bus stations. You see somebody walking with a bag. Everybody's panicking. The Jewish people are panicking, and this is, again, God is opening the door for us to share the love of Yeshua, Jesus, with these people in this time of panic. And the Bible says that God will take the evil situation and turn it into a blessing. And this evil situation of terrorism is turning into a blessing because people are searching, they're frightened, and this is where we can present the gospel to them. And that's what's happening in Israel, because they're not finding it in religion. They're not finding it in tattoo parlors or in discotheques or in pubs. They're finding it in the word of God. And so to answer your question, Israel is in panic right now, but the gospel is going forth.
Yeah, amen, amen. In the midst of trouble, we've always seen the greatest revival, you know, of real people. I mean, you know, sometimes over here in America, they used to have big revivals and everything, and thousands of people would go to them. But, you know, the people that walked out afterwards, they didn't always stay saved, you know what I'm saying? But you put people under persecution, and when they turn to Yeshua, it's lasting. I also know that in the refugee camps over there, the Muslim refugee camps from Syria and things like that, I know people that are going right in there and ministering to the Muslims, and there is a revival going on of a lot of, you know, Muslims turning to Yeshua. And, you know, this is just a short breath away from you. And so the Spirit's moving over there in the Middle East. Amen.
Absolutely. Muslims are coming to faith. Muslims are having visions, dreams. And, again, what fascinates the Arabs when we preach to them is, you're a Jew, and you tell us that you love us. This is something new for them, and the gospel is getting out, and many, many Arabs are being saved also in Israel. And it's uniting Jews and Arabs together in the midst of the tribulation, in the midst in the midst of the terrorist attacks that are happening in Israel, something good is happening. Many people are turning to the Word of God. The rabbis are having a renewed look at Yeshua. Persecution, there's still persecution out there, but you know what? We're having something that we've never seen before. Non-saved Jews are standing for us and telling those who persecute us, don't do that. And that's something incredible.
Yeah, amen. I know your story, and I know how what you went through by family disowning or trying to. So, yeah, them standing with you, that's miraculous that that would happen. And you haven't had that very long, have you?
No, it's something that just happened in the past seven months. And really, I want to thank the believers around the world. Thank you. Thank Pastor Carl Gallus, PNN, and many, many ministries that are standing and many believers that are standing with Israel and are praying for Israel. Your prayers are working. Keep it up. And we need to address our other brothers and sisters in America and around the world to turn to the Jewish Messiah, to the Israelite Messiah, and get into the Word of God and start praying for Israel, standing with Israel, because ultimately we're all going to be in the New Jerusalem together. One new
Yeah, family. Amen. Go ahead. You got about 3 minutes left. So what do you want? You got a final message for the people? You got 3 minutes. Did I lose you? I guess I lost you. Well, I guess I lost him. Didn't mean to. Maybe he took what I said as goodbye. I hope not. Well, Zev, when you listen to this program, you'll hear that I said, oops. I hope that I didn't drop you on intentionally, but it was good to have you on with me, brother. And, folks, you really need to go over and check out his ministry. If you go to Zev4atministries.com, you can find a link to that to his other ministries and the things that he's doing. So, you know, go over and check it out. He's got lots of things, and he has videos. And, well, I guess he's back with us. Are you back with me, Zev?
Shalom, shalom. I'm back. Looks like the enemy doesn't like it, but the Bible says in Romans 8:31, if God is for us, who can be against us? Amen.
Amen. Well, I thought I kicked you off there, but you got a couple of minutes if you want to give about 3 minutes if you want to give a message or final something to the people.
I just want to proclaim the Word of God. And, you know, the Bible says that God is going to rejoice over His bride. You know, we need to understand that in the midst of the hardship, in the midst of what's going on in the world, God wants us to turn to His Word. He'll take care of the warehouses. He'll take care of the troubles. He'll take care of everything. This world is passing. God, the Bible says, look, in Isaiah 62:5, for as a young man married a virgin, so shall the sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoice over his bride, so shall God rejoice over us. And that's encouraging. God is going to rejoice over us forever and evermore. So whatever people are going through today, keep on looking up because our Redeemer is coming. The book of Daniel says, Daniel 7:13, for I saw one coming with the clouds like the Son of Man. So we just need to keep on looking up, rejoicing together, standing together. And the ones who are, you know, in replacement theology, they need to embrace Israel and get back to the true written Word of God before it'll be too late if they want God to rejoice over them forever.
Yeah, amen. Let me ask you this. Can you use support from the people that are listening? Do you need support for your ministries?
You know, our ministry is a ministry that, you know, runs on the Holy Spirit. And, of course, you know, we appreciate donations because, you know, we have to run the ministry, the programs, gasoline for the cars, you know, Bibles, everything. So, yes, if somebody's touched by the Holy Spirit, please go to our website and place a donation there. We appreciate it. And we know that God will bless you for it. As the Bible says in Genesis 12:3, I will bless those that bless Israel.
Yeah, amen. He also says he'll curse those who curse Israel. And so, folks, that is still in effect. Well, brother, I really enjoyed having you on. When you, this new thing that you're talking about, whatever it is that's coming, if you decide that you want to talk about it, make sure that you get a hold of me. Send me an email, call me or something. And I'm now looking for the way that you call so I understand it's you. So, give me a call or give me an email or something and I'll get you on the air and I'd like to hear about it. Okay.
Absolutely, and we're praying for your ministry and all that you're doing, touching lives over there in the States and helping the poor and the widows and everybody. We really appreciate that, and keep up the good work, and the time is near.
All right. Well, thanks for being on with me. I'm going to let you go now. So especially clear from Israel, you know, thanks for being on with us, and you be blessed, and may the Father bless your ministry. Bye-bye and shalom to you, brother.
God bless you too. Shalom, shalom.
All right. Folks, that was Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. You need to go over to his websites and check him out. He's got some videos on there about what he's doing and everything. There's connections to WorldNet Daily articles and Carl Gallup's site, which has a lot of things about, you know, what he's doing and what's going on. So go over and check him out, most assuredly. But this is one sign. Listen, you know, you heard him talk about it. It was in the news over there about how the Jews are embracing Yeshua. They're coming back and embracing him. And so this is the buildup, folks. This is what we've been wanting. And because this means that Yeshua is just around the corner. Pray about the peace of Jerusalem, because, you know, there's not going to be any real peace for Jerusalem until Yeshua returns. Always, always, always. I can't say it enough. Be a blessing to others. You can be a blessing in many ways. But also, I ask you to pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We do really need your help. So pray about it. And, you know, lift us up in prayer. Because prayers count, number one. But remember, really, there is only one God, and he is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for our repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Please, folks, really, be a blessing to others. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.